Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and the SE Insight calling. Have we just heard our first Eurovision song of the season? Coming up in the show, the Grammy nominations are in, Australia decides is no more, and there's 13 million reasons to love Junior Eurovision. That bit's getting longer and longer every week. Anyway, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome once more to ESE Insight's news podcast, rounding up the last 7 days in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest and Junior Eurovision as well. Twitter's still up. Who knows if that's still going to be the case when you hear this, but you can follow us there at twitter.com/ESE Insight. But we're over on the new Mastodon instance as well. We're at ESE Insight at Doospoints.social if you follow us there. If you've no idea what this Mastodon thing is, we have an article written up on the website by Ben Robertson explaining this new to many social network and why it's just one of the many Eurovision communities you can get involved in that aren't necessarily owned by the world's richest man. Right, okay, let's go on to slightly more exciting and fun things. Music! Of course, we've got over 10,000 tunes and music before we get to our one final winner in the grand final when we get to the Liverpool Arena on the 13th of May. Two semi-finals before that on the 9th of May and the 11th of May. Preview concerts before that, national finals before that, various auditions and shortlistings before that, Junior Eurovision on December the 11th. So much music that you are going to have a playlist right through until the end of the season. And it might already have its first 8 songs. Let's just bring this bit forward here just now because we might have heard our first 8 songs of the season. But it all depends on how strict your definition of national final is. Because we have 8 of the 12 names announced for Sanremo. The 8 that are selected by RAI for the Sanremo Giovanni contest. The other 4 come from the Area Sanremo contest. We don't have details on those. But those 8 have their official music videos up on the RAI Play website. Coming in the top 3 is Giovanni. You go through to Campioni, which is the big one in February that we are all familiar with and call Sanremo. Win that, you go to Eurovision, and you're Italy's representative. But Sanremo isn't a national final. But then it is a national final. It's kind of like Schrodinger's national finals. It is, and it isn't. Strictly, it isn't. But there again, so many contests aren't strictly national finals. Festival di Kenya, from Albania, for example, it's regarded as a national final, but you know, it's strictly speaking, it's not. For a long time, Benidorm Fest wasn't for Spain, but it's been brought back as a national final. So, if you regard Sanremo as a national final, or at least a national selection, we have our first 8 songs of the season. If you don't, you're still waiting, and I've got some great Italian stuff on my playlist. Okay, what else do we have to know? Just from the wider Eurovision world, preparations for Liverpool do continue. There's been a site visit this week from the EBU's Eurovision Reference Group. Not only a chance to see the venues, but to be in one place for presentations from the BBC, presumably the local council, and other interested parties. There are some moments that Zoom would struggle to replace. We also have a note from the Grammys as Eurovision winners ABBA and Eurovision winners Måneskin are both nominated from our Eurovision Song Contest flock. The former going for Record of the Year, Best Pop Vocal Album and Best Pop Duo or Group. The latter picking up the nomination for Best New Artist. There was some discussion of Serbia's Constructa making the nominations, but alas, this quest appears to have got as far as the shortlist. But no more. Two other bits of note on Junior Eurovision, as we know, December the 11th for the contest. The start time has been brought forward an hour. It's going to be 6 p.m. local time now, 3 p.m. Central European time. And tickets are now on sale. For those of you going to the jury show on December the 10th, they're going between €8 and €50. For those of you going to the grand final on December the 11th, they're between €12 and €75. You will find a link to the official website for selling tickets on the main official website, which is junioreurovision.tv. We'd recommend going through the official website there to get your tickets, just to be sure you're getting the right link. We also have a note on the official budget for Junior Eurovision 2022. It's in the region of 13 million euros, although portions of this have been used to renovate the Karen Demircherian Sports and Concerts Complex, so there might be some... Yeah. And what do we have news country-wise from the world of Eurovision? Let's start in Albania. Dates have been confirmed for Festival Ekenias. It's going to be a four-day event from the 19th to the 22nd of December. Ukraine is still the first national final, December the 17th, but we don't have long to wait after that for our second. It's starting just 2 days afterwards. One place where we won't be getting a national final this season is Australia. Broadcaster SBS has confirmed that the song from Australia will not be selected by a national televised show, but instead will be an internal selection by the broadcasting team. So after 3 years of this, Australia decides it returns to an internal selection. Whether that leaves the option of we've chosen the artist, so here are three songs, would you like to choose one of them in February, March? I'm not so sure that that's an option, but it's certainly on the cards. We shall see. Quick note from Serbia. Broadcaster RTS has extended the deadline for national final submissions there from November the 15th out to December the 1st. You've got another 2 weeks if you're interested there. And finally here for Ukraine, the 10 acts taking part in the Ukrainian national final on December the 17th have been announced. Two-Tone, Angelina, Demchuk, Finka, Jerry Heil, Kruz, Moisai, Oi Sound System, Timber Blanche and Torchy are all in the mix there. One of those 10 will be representing Ukraine. Of course, the winners at Eurovision 2022 when it heads over to the joint hosting with the United Kingdom in Liverpool for 2023. Okay, what else do we have just around the community? Well, of course, community is the big thing with Twitter going a bit, and Mastodon, everybody going, whoa. So we have a guide written up for Mastodon from Ben Robertson. You find that at our website, eacinsight.com. You'll find us on Mastodon as well at eacinsight at deucepoints.social. And if you think eacinsight at deucepoints.social sounds a bit like an email address, then you've started to work out how to think like Mastodon. It's not just a single place like Twitter. It's lots of people with lots of different email addresses at companies with their names in front of it. That's how it... I mean, it works a lot more complicated than that, but in general, if you've got that picture, you know where it goes. If you want more, we have the article to deal with that as well. We already knew that Barcelona's preview party was going, Madrid's pre-party was going, and Amsterdam's Eurovision and concert preview party is going. The last of the big four has confirmed it will be taking place this season. London Eurovision will return on Sunday, April the 16th, and it looks to be the last major event in the preview calendar. Something might pop up in the meantime, but at the moment we have our big four. Curiously, Amsterdam is on April the 15th, and London is on the 16th. That's a Saturday, Sunday. So I could see a lot of artists and a lot of Eurovision community members doing a double header, leaving on the Friday, getting to Amsterdam on the Saturday, over to London on the Sunday, home by Monday in time for tea. It'll be interesting to see who does the head-to-heads and who chooses just to do just one or the other one. But all of that to come in the months ahead. What else? A reminder that ESC 250 is open with all eyes on Sam Ryder to see if he can take over the omnipresent Lorraine at the top of that list there with Euphoria. Of course, if Afton Bladet is right, and given that Afton Bladet is actually Swedish for racing certainty, Lorraine's coming back to Melody Festival for 2023. So even if Sam Ryder manages to push Euphoria off the top of the 250, Lorraine's waiting in the wings with another song ready for another 10 years to dominate that chart. Maybe. Right, okay, that's us for the news podcast this week. Thanks all very much for listening. To all our friends out there who we know and who are still to meet, as always, we say stay safe. We say stay safe, be kind to each other, and we'll say ta-ra for now and play the guitars to take us out. This week's ESC Insight News podcast was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by the team from ESC Insight. Find out more at www.escinsight.com and support us on patreon.com/ESC Insight.